You are tuned to the Children's Hour right here on KUNM, and super glad to have in the studio with us Courtney. Good morning, Courtney.
Good morning. Thank you for having me.
And you're from a project called The Roots of Empathy.
Yes.
And I think we had a really good question when we started the show, which was, what's the difference
between sympathy and empathy?
Yeah. So empathy means to know how another person is feeling and to respond accordingly. Sympathy means more to feel bad for someone, but you don't really feel what they're feeling. So to have empathy is kind of like putting yourself in someone else's shoes. So if they're sad, you actually feel sad for them. Or if they're happy, you actually feel happy for them.
We feel that. I'm happy when, like, KUNM just won a bunch of awards in the news department. I'm not in the news department, but I feel so happy for everybody in our news department because I know that they're flying on cloud nine right now.
That's empathy right there. Exactly. Yeah.
But how did I learn that? So give an example of something else that's empathetic.
Okay. So what I do is working with children. So I'll give you an example in schools. So when kids are out playing on the playground and a second or third grader falls off the swing, if a kid runs over to them and says, "I'm so sorry, are you okay?" and offers to help them up and gets a teacher if they need to, that's showing that student empathy because the other student can tell that they might feel embarrassed, they might feel hurt, and they're trying to help them.
And that's sort of, is it instinctive when kids do that? I mean, is that something we know by instinct that we as just human animals?
I think yes and no. I think we all have kind of an inherent tendency to be empathetic, but it's also something that can be learned and can be taught. And it's modeled for us from other people around us, from our own parents and our family and the people that we grow up with.
So sympathy and empathy are really alike. So when we see sympathy or empathy, how do we tell if this person's being, if they're like showing empathy or sympathy, how do we tell?
So you can tell when someone is showing empathy by the way they treat others. So like I was saying, in schools, you know, when kids are being bullied or picked on, those kids who are picking on other kids are not showing them empathy. Because they're being unkind or not including them or being cruel to them. Whereas when you see kids who are being helpful and kind and respectful, that's displaying empathy.
What's the difference in how it feels to the person who other people are feeling empathetic about or sympathetic about? How do they feel different for the person receiving the sympathy or empathy?
Well, I think when someone is showing you empathy, you can tell that they're feeling what you're feeling. As opposed to sympathy. And not that sympathy is bad, but when someone is showing you sympathy, it's more like, oh, you know, that's a bummer for you, but I've just, you know, kind of moved on. As opposed to, I'm really feeling what you're feeling and I want to do something to help you or something to make you feel better.
And you say that people learn this by modeling and seeing it. And, but there's not really a specific curriculum for teaching empathy, is there?
Yes, there is, actually, and that's what I do, Roots of Empathy.
Wow, I want to learn more about how you do that. You go into schools and everything, right?
We do. Roots of Empathy is actually done all over the world. It's based in Canada, and we are the fifth U.S. city to have the program in our schools. We go into the classroom, and we spend the entire school year teaching children about empathy and how to be kind to others.
Courtney Custer, she's from a project called The Roots of Empathy. One of five host cities for this in the United States is Albuquerque, New Mexico, bringing it into classrooms. And Anna's flagging me over here.
Okay. I've been thinking on the question of what's the difference between sympathy and empathy. And really, it's you feel with you instead of for you. So you feel with them instead of you feel for them.
Yeah, what do you think, Courtney?
Absolutely. You hit the nail on the head.
I love it. I love it. And Julie had a question too here.
Do animals feel empathy?
They do. Yes. Do you have a dog?
Yeah, I have a dog and a cat.
So I bet that if you came home really sad one day, I bet that your dog or your cat might behave a little bit differently. They might spend a little more time with you or come sit by you or snuggle with you because they can kind of tell that you're not feeling so good.
Actually, yeah, I have noticed my pets doing that sometimes.
Yeah.
Me too.
That's really neat. Yeah, I guess, yeah, I just, my dog loves me so much, I feel like. He sits with me all the time. Yeah, please, go ahead.
How do roots of empathy work in the classroom?
Okay, so how it works is we have a roots of empathy instructor that visits a classroom 27 times over the school year. They go every week to talk to the kids about empathy and to teach them what it means and how they can be empathetic towards the other kids in their classroom. And we teach them lots of different lessons on how they can bring empathy back into their home, their neighborhood, and their community. And our goal with Roots of Empathy is to make the world a kinder place, child by child.
Hmm. Julia, yeah, go ahead.
What makes Roots of Empathy special?
So a really special part of our program is we have a very tiny teacher that also visits the classroom. It's a baby. So,
a
yeah.
Like a human?
Like a real baby, yes. Aww. Yeah. A mother and baby volunteer that come to the classroom, and they help the children learn about all kinds of things. They learn about infant safety and infant development. We learn about child abuse prevention. And then we also use the baby to help the children learn about emotions. We coach the children to identify what baby is feeling and how we can tell. Because, you know, babies don't talk to us, but they will tell you how they feel.
Why a baby? Why does a baby help people understand about empathy?
Because babies are a pure example of emotion. They don't change their emotions based on who's around or anything. If they're mad, they'll let you know. If they're sad, they'll let you know. So we coach elementary school kids to identify how baby is feeling, because that's the first step of empathy. If I don't really know how you feel and I'm not correct, then it's going to be harder for me to treat you with respect and kindness. So the first step is to correctly identify how another person's feeling.
Mm. I was with a baby last night a lot, and I don't know if I'd consider her a baby because she's almost two, but she fell down, uh-huh. And she didn't quite cry, but she did fall down pretty hard, and she got up, and then she tripped over, I think it was like a rug or something, and then like I tripped over the rug and I fell down, and we both fell down, and then like she got back up and she ran, and then she purposely fell down, and she like looked at me, and she looked at me like, I can fall down too.
Oh, like she was making a game out
yeah,
of it,
it's okay.
Huh?
And then how can people get involved in the Roots of Empathy?
Especially for teachers out there listening.
Yeah, so we need schools that want to participate for next year. So principals and teachers, if you're listening and it's interesting to you, to get in touch with me. We also need instructors that are willing to get trained to be a Roots of Empathy instructor and go into the classroom. And then we also need our family volunteers. So we're looking for families who have welcomed a baby in May, June, or July of this year. So families with a brand new baby who are willing to volunteer with their little one.
Oh, that's so cute. And why such a little baby? Just because they don't have the language yet, and that's it's
because
just easier?
We start our program in September, and so we want our baby to be a few months old at that point, mm-hmm. because we want the kids in the classroom to see as much of the first year of life as possible, because so much happens in that first year, and we want the children to witness as much of that as they can.
Courtney, are you trained in any kind of mental health, or how do you know all about this?
My background is in mental health. I work with the Southwest Family Guidance Center, which is a large agency here in Albuquerque. So I've been a therapist and a clinician for many years before I became involved with the Roots of Empathy project. And now I coordinate that project, and I'm also one of the teachers.
Oh, neat. Yeah, go ahead.
So I was just wondering what school you were teaching at last year and what grade?
We were in a lot of different schools last year all over Albuquerque. We had 7 schools, and we teach the program in kindergarten through 5th grade. So any elementary school grade can participate in the program. And like I said, if there are any schools, possible instructors, or families with new ones that want to get involved, they can contact me directly.
And how can they do that?
They can call me at my phone number, which is 301-3036, or they can visit rootsofempathy.org, and through that website, they can also get to me.
Courtney Custer, 301-3036. So now I'm going to ask you girls again, what's the difference between sympathy and empathy? Julia, Anna, anyone of you take a crack?
With sympathy, you feel for the person, and with empathy, you feel with the person. So if in sympathy, you're like, I feel bad for you. Um, I I feel bad for you, but I'm not, I haven't like had the same thing as you, or I can't like feel you exactly, but I feel bad that this happened to you. And then in empathy, you're like, I've had this happen before. I totally know how you feel. I feel with you.
I love it. And families can get involved. If you're a mom or a dad of a brand new baby, you too can get involved. Great way to get out of the house 27 times for sure. And be a part of something much bigger and helping our future generations understand how to be empathetic. Thank you so much, Courtney Custer, for being with us on the Children's Hour at rootsofempathy.org. You can find out more about it or give Courtney a call here in Albuquerque, 505-301-3036. And if you missed any of that, just email us here at the Children's Hour, KUNMKids@KUNM.org, and we're happy to connect you with Courtney. I would love to see you be in lots and lots of schools, Courtney. This is a wonderful project. Congratulations.
Thank you very much.
What a great thing to do.
Thank you.
Well, you are tuned to the Children's Hour right here on KUNM.